Good morning and welcome to this service coming to you from North Nibley St Martin's Church on this, the Sunday where we celebrate all the saints and the holy martyrs. It's called All Saints Day. So, welcome in the name of Christ. God's grace, mercy and peace be with each one of you and also with you. We worship with Christians near and far, living and departed, old and young. God's word is for every one of us, and may it be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And we come before God, and if it helps you to have a Bible or a candle lit or something to focus on, then now's the time to go and set it up. And as we come before God, we pray, Lord, speak to us that we may hear your word. Move among us that we may behold your glory. Receive our prayers that we may learn to trust you. Amen. Before our readings, we have the collect, that is the special prayer written for today, for All Saints Day. Almighty God, who has knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship, in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord, grant us grace so to follow the blessed saints in all their virtuous and godly living, that we can come to those unspeakable joys which you have prepared for them and unfeignedly love you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The first reading comes from Ephesians in the New Testament, first chapter, beginning at verse 11. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in the conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believe, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. The power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Here endeth the lesson. And now hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. So Luke chapter 6, beginning at verse 21. Looking at his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For that is how their ancestors treated the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you, for that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn them to the other. Also, if someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you." This is the Gospel of the Lord. All praise to you, O Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. In the 20 years that I've been ordained, I've realised I've never really preached on All Saints' Day before for some reason. So here goes. It's easy, I think, to get All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day confused. And to actually, this morning, about 5:30, I was in Bath going to see some old friends that I used to deliver bread to. One of the people I went to see at 5:30, we were actually having a detailed conversation about the difference between All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day. She wasn't a Christian, she was a spiritual medium. So there was quite a sort of, it was quite an interesting conversation. Anyway, All Souls' Day is a Catholic and Anglo-Catholic festival, which is sort of alluded to by us Anglicans. We just sort of nod to it. As far as the Catholics are concerned, it is an opportunity for the Roman Catholics and the Anglo-Catholic churches to commemorate the faithful departed, where prayers are said for those who are in purgatory, the place or state in which those who have died atone for their less grave sins before being granted the vision of God in heaven, called beatific vision. And the reasoning behind this stems from the notion that when a soul leaves the body, it is not entirely cleansed from venial minor, whatever that means, sins. Venial, that is minor sins. However, through the power of prayer and self-denial, the faithful left on earth may be able to help these souls gain the beatific vision that they seek, bringing the soul eternal sublime happiness. As far as I can make out, the Anglican take on this is to use it as an opportunity to remember and give thanks for the lives of the dearly departed, especially those who have died in the past year. And to that end, I think it's a very useful thing to be doing. So that is All Souls. Now, today is All Saints, unless you're in Wootton, in which case it's All Souls. All Saints, which occurs around the same time as All Souls, is about remembering saints and martyrs and dedicating a specific day to them each year. And it's been a Christian tradition since the 4th century AD. But it wasn't until 609 AD that Pope Boniface IV decided to remember all martyrs, that's holy martyrs. And originally, the 13th of May was designated as a feast of all holy martyrs. Later, in 837 AD, Pope Gregory IV extended the festival to remember all the saints and changed its name to the Feast of All Saints and changed the date to the 1st of November for good measure. Now, I've looked up one of these saints. I looked up St. Eligius, who in 642 was appointed Bishop of Noyon-Tournay, which is in Belgium, just close to the North French border. And that is where Eligius founded many monasteries and churches while working to convert the pagan population of Flanders to Christianity. Despite his background as a goldsmith, Eligius became increasingly ascetic, shunning possessions and money and so on. And during his time at the royal court, he used his influence to ransom captive slaves and care for the poor. A legend emerged of his having once healed a demon-possessed horse by amputating and miraculously reattaching the horse's foreleg. Eligius is therefore best known for being the patron saint of horses and those who work with horses. He's also the patron saint of goldsmiths, metal workers, coin collectors, veterinarians, and my old army corps, the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. And our cat badge incorporated a rampant horse, albeit with four legs, not three. But actually, our horse represented horsepower and engines, but that doesn't fit in with this story. So, where do saints come from? Where did Eligius, why did he become a saint? The saints are non-existent in the Bible. You don't hear about saints in the Bible. Well, as you most likely know, saints started emerging from the early church, and likely candidates, having had their lives and miracles investigated, they were canonised by the Pope. The most recent to be made a saint is Carlo Acutis, an Italian 15-year-old, and he was made a saint in 2020, very recently. He had carried out a number of miracles in his short life before dying of leukemia at 15. And Pope Francis, the Pope at that time, in 2025, he canonised, Pope Francis, who was around a Pope 2013 to 2025, when he was a Pope, he canonised 942 saints during his pontificate, which included the 813 martyrs of Otranto. And these martyrs of Otranto were killed on the 14th of August in 1480 after the city had fallen to an Ottoman force. And according to a traditional account, the killings took place after the citizens had refused to convert to Islam. Nothing's new is there, is it? That sort of thing is still happening today. Now, going back to there being no saints mentioned in the Bible, I find that quite comforting, because that means to me that Jesus did not come down on earth here to set up some kind of Christian hierarchy. There must be some people destined to take on the responsibilities of the larger church or organisations outside of our own parish. I mean, somebody's got to run the deanery, and somebody's got to run the cathedrals, and somebody's got to run the benefices and the diocese is a word I was looking for. And they're all necessary. But I hope that last week's sermon about the Pharisees and the tax collectors' praying styles did much to remove the idea from your minds that certain people can be more righteous or certain people can be indeed holier than others. They can't. We're all sinners in the eyes of God, and we're all equal in the eyes of God. With that in mind, then, I propose that we go along the path favoured by our very own John May, amongst many others, and that he thought that we here today are all saints because we all believe in Jesus Christ. As Paul puts it in his letter to the Ephesians, in him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you listening at home also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. So, for those of you listening who don't know John May was one of our priests, a long-standing one, 20 years he did. He was brilliant. He was a very spiritual man, and he said, we are all saints, and I quite agree with that. And I think that that is something worth celebrating and giving thanks for on this All Saints Day. Amen. And now we say together the creed, that which we believe, that which makes us come to worship you in your glory. So let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And our time of prayer now comes, where we think about what we've done in the last week or last few days, and we would have got some bits right, but we would have got lots of bits wrong, where we could have gone the extra mile, said the extra thing, spread the gospel a bit, helped someone a bit better, thought better of somebody. So let's confess to God the sins and shortcomings of the whole world. Its pride, its selfishness, its greed, its evil distortions and hatreds. And let us confess our share in what is wrong and our failure to seek and establish that peace which God wills for all of his children. Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore to us the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May God, who loved the world so much that he sent his Son to be our Saviour, forgive you your sins and make you holy to serve him in the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our intercessions, where we pray for things other than ourselves on this All Saints Sunday. United in the company of all the faithful and looking for the coming of the kingdom, let us offer our prayers to God, the source of all life and holiness. Merciful Lord, strengthen all Christian people by your Holy Spirit, that we may live as a royal priesthood and a holy nation to the praise of Jesus Christ our Saviour. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless Rachel and Robert, our bishops, and all ministers of your church, that by faithful proclamation of your word we may build on the foundation of the apostles and prophets into the holy temple in the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Empower us by the gift of your holy and life-giving Spirit, that we may be transformed into the likeness of Christ from glory to glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give to the world and its peoples the peace that comes from above, that they may find Christ's way of freedom and life. And we pray especially for peace in Israel and Gaza and Ukraine and Russia and South Africa, the continent. Hold in your embrace all who witness to your love in the service of the poor and needy, all who minister to the sick and dying, and all who bring light to those in darkness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Touch and heal all those whose lives are scarred by sin or disfigured by pain, that raised from death to life in Christ, their sorrow may be turned to eternal joy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Remember in your mercy all those gone before us, and preserve in your faith your servants on earth. Guide us to your kingdom and grant us your peace at all times. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Hasten the day when many will come from east and west and north and south and sit at your table in your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give you thanks for the whole company of your saints in glory, with whom in fellowship we join our prayers and praises. By your grace, may we, like them, be made perfect in your love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. Amen. And so, going out to serve the Lord. Faithful Lord, whose steadfast love never ceases and whose mercies never come to an end, grant us the grace to trust you and to receive the gifts of your love, new every morning. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with each one of you and those that you love, this day and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen. As I said, it's lovely to be with you. I am desperately trying to think about next Sunday. Next Sunday must be Remembrance, surely. in which case, come along to the church at 9:30 if you can for a shortened service. And then we go along to the cemetery around the cenotaph and remember those who died on our behalf during the two wars. So it'd be lovely to see if you can make it along. I'm pretty sure it's next week. I should have looked, shouldn't I? So bless you, and I will see you soon. Bye.